BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, sometimes how we walk in here and we see something on TV with one of the news channels, and we think, man, it must be a slow news day.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be covering like a plant growing out in Arvada or something. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I do know that. Right? I do know what you're talking about.
So this morning I come in and I recorded it.
Oh, no.
The story was, and look, I'm not picking because, you know, we do that too. We have goofy days that we just don't have a lot.
Right.
So we just make up crap as we go. This morning, the subject was, how do you check out of a hotel?
Oh,
do you just walk? Do you leave the card in the room?
Yep.
The key card? Do you put it on the counter on your way out? Do you say something to somebody? Do you officially check? How do you check? What is the right way to check out of a hotel room?
Really? That's what they did?
That was the debate.
I've got the audio.
It was a debate?
It was
the
audio.
Okay,
online.
I want to hear this.
This is, now, according to this report, this is the way you should do it.
Okay.
This is where we've come to, that all those other things I named, not necessary, okay? This is it.
So one TikTok traveler says the fastest way to check out is to not check out at all. Just leave.
How do they know you're gone?
Well, you're supposed to be gone by a certain time. That's how they know if you're not.
There you go. And I'm sitting here watching it going, what the heck are they talking about?
Wow. Yeah, I guess, you know, if it's on TikTok, then it's relevant.
The things that go viral.
Right.
Don't make any sense.
My only advice would be two things. First of all, well, three.
Yeah.
First of all, don't ask for a late checkout. Tell them you need one.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot harder for someone to say, you know, if you tell them I need a late checkout, it's harder for them to say, no, you can't have one. Than if you go, can I have a late checkout? They'll be like, sorry, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So always tell them you need a late checkout.
Yeah. I'm not going to be out of here. Sorry. It's got to be later.
Yeah. And if you have the American Express Platinum, you get a 4 p.m. checkout, which is fantastic.
I will tell you, the times they put on there for the hotels is a crock.
It is a crock.
And my son just came into town, and they had an Airbnb up in Granby. They could check in. They couldn't check in until 5 p.m.
Yeah. That's insane.
Now, think about that for a minute. 5 p.m.? Okay, I get it if it's 2 in the afternoon, but usually with an Airbnb, it's been empty and clean for days,
yep,
maybe weeks.
And then then 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. Yeah, checkout or 11 a.m.
You should be able to get in there by noon, should you?
I know.
But they couldn't check in till 5 p.m. and literally had to be out of there at 10 a.m. the next morning.
That's why if you get the American Express Platinum card and you book with the luxury collection, you get the earliest check-in and 4 p.m. checkout. Ta-da!
I've tried.
Oh, that's right. You were denied.
Yeah, you got declined.
You got declined.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
I forgot you did.
It was a depressing moment. I thought for sure I was in on that one.
Yeah, right?
I thought, oh, man, this is going to be so cool. And then they said, nope, not today.
You need to get a few credit cards, maybe. Maybe get like the Southwest one, a few more, and build up your credit. And then
I got to go a different route. I got to try to sneak in the back door with American Express.
Yeah, right.
If they want you to pay like everything you do for the month, they want you to pay it. And I guess I don't have a history of that.
Well, I guess. Whatever.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not funny. No. I'll bet you can't get one either.
An American Express? I've never tried to get that one.
I bet he could, actually.
Yeah.
You think he could?
Yeah, because he's up on his Southwest credit card, right?
Yeah. I have a Southwest and a Capital One.
And the thing is, he keeps so much credit going. Like, he has such big debt, and he pays it off.
Yeah, minimum monthly every time.
He's a good client, because then they make money off of
it. Yeah.
28% interest? Going, yeah.
You know
how depressing that would be.
If he tried for American Express Platinum.
I should apply just to see.
I know.
I feel so bad about myself. I would. Don't even try, Chanel. I don't want to have that.
Oh my God.
Hovering over me. Yeah, they turned me down. They wrote me a letter. Big, long letter, too.
You can't go to the Centrum Club or anything at the DIA.
No, you can't do any of that. Oh. No. My wife has one. She flashes it all the time.
She leaves you outside the club.
Well, she can add you. She can add you. My son's added to me.
She's not going to add me. She knows me. She lives with me.
I'm just saying she can add you so you get all the perks.
If she put me on her card, she would think I'm sitting at home gambling, betting on horses using her card.
Just saying, it's an option.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, do you remember the diamond field in Arkansas?
I do. Did you see that lady just got one?
Yep.
She tried forever, too.
She wanted to get married.
Yep.
And so her boyfriend wouldn't buy a ring. So she said, I'll go find one for us. Man, is he being pressured or what? I mean, think about that. If he's not giving her a ring, there's a reason. There's a reason she's not getting a diamond. But yet she takes it on herself to fly from New York.
I'll get my own diamond.
Out to Arkansas. She finds one, has it made into an engagement ring, and basically gives it to herself. And now he's on the hook to marry her.
She searched for 3 weeks. She was out there for 3 weeks searching.
Do not
and
marry this woman.
And searching. And on the last day of her trip, she found a 2.3 carat white diamond.
This guy needs to run. He needs to get away from her. That, now, you're talking about pressure.
Well, yeah.
She's out. Jamie, she's searching for a diamond for an engagement ring, and she does it for 3 weeks?
3 weeks, and she found it.
And she does it because he's never given her one.
But guess what? I think it's Jesus. Jesus gave her a diamond on the last day. They're supposed to get married.
I don't know.
It's already a done deal. I feel like he has no choice.
Exactly. Exactly. And she can prove it. It's like, look, it's the last day. I mean, we're supposed to get married.
You know, it's been a while since we've had a diamond find out there. So, because they're in Arkansas, where that diamond, I guess it's a field out there.
It's called Crater of a Diamond State Park.
Yeah, you pay to go in, and whatever you find, you get to keep, right?
Right.
And we saw, back to back, people finding diamonds that were worth a lot of money. Wall-to-wall diamonds going on, right?
Uh-huh.
But we haven't heard one in a while, and then this one comes along.
So that's a pretty great story, though, don't you think?
No, I think it's horrible. I feel bad for this dude. This dude's under so much pressure.
But why is he with her? Why is he with her? He should just break up with her if he doesn't want to marry her.
He was playing her along, you know, man. It's part of the game.
I'm just saying, if you don't want to marry her, just break up with her. My God.
Looks pretty desperate, though, to be out there looking for 3 weeks to find a diamond that you can use for your own engagement ring.
I love it. I love that she did that.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's fun.
You don't think that's weird?
No, I think it's a fun story. She find her own diamond? Like, what are the chances of that?
Not many people can say that.
Exactly. I love it. And it's 2.3, so it's pretty good size diamond.
Okay. Yeah. They say it's worth about $30,000.
So good for her, right?
All right, Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, now what?
Well, he had a pretty good week, remember? Week one, preseason football, looking good, right? Well, yesterday, the depth chart came out again for the quarterbacks of the Cleveland Browns. Guess where he's at?
Where?
Number 4.
Again?
Why?
No way.
Coach said he wasn't all that impressed, I guess.
Really?
I feel like there's a conspiracy.
There is a conspiracy because he did really well.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, because he was named one of the best rookies for starting.
And I know it's preseason, right? They're playing against other but still.
Considering that number 2 and 3 are injured, he's still number 4.
See, something different's going on, don't you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. It's just like, wow, this guy can't get a break.
Well, as long as you're going to do random stories, did you see that Kris Jenner has 6 toes?
No.
What?
I saw the picture.
I just want to throw it out there because I don't know where I'm going to fit it in, really. So I thought here might be a good place. Yeah. Yeah, there's a picture, and she has 5 toes on her right foot and 6 toes on her left foot.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
I saw the picture.
Yep, she does.
It could be. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know. I wouldn't think
even
that
AI is unsure.
But I wouldn't think. Here's the thing, Jamie. If I had 6 toes, I wouldn't wear any shoes that reveal that.
Oh, I totally would.
And she, you would?
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, look at my 6 toes.
No, it looks kind of like a alien or something.
No, it's cool. It's like 6 toes? You would totally show them off.
Yeah, but somebody like her wouldn't. Because she's so, about the Kardashian brand. And
maybe
everything.
She didn't mean to. Maybe she's like, oh, no, I wore my 6 toe shoes. I don't know.
All right, well,
she has 6 toes.
All right, well, look it up, folks. We'll put the picture up there for you.
I always think it's interesting when people have, 6 toes. This guy did. He had a 3rd nipple.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
Yeah, it's really weird. You're like, what do I do with that thing? Yeah. You know? Just those weird, odd, the add-ons.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's interesting?
Yeah. Well, I think the 6 toes I don't find so interesting. Now, if it were Caitlyn Jenner, she's got 3 boobs, then it would be
interesting. That would be cool. Okay? That would be cool.
Then it makes sense to me.
Yeah, you're just like...
Right.
Because, it's like playing a harmonica.
Oh, God. BJ, Jamie, bag drop. Tote bag drop. We're going to go to Arvada on Friday morning. Friday morning, the boys are going. Going to load up the van. And
this
we're gonna
is our
have
last one. Yep.
We'll see how it goes.
This is our last one.
We'll see how it goes.
So we got to really get out there because it's our last one.
Tote bags are big, man. People are screaming, begging for it.
They are huge.
Huge.
Oh my
huge.
God.
A lot of people
huge.
Want them.
Big.
Why are you doing that?
If you saw the parking lots that we pulled into for these bags, dude, it was insane both times.
But did he
times.
Get together with you guys and go, hey, go against Jamie when
Listen,
she was...
No, hold on. I was at the outlets of Castle Rock over the weekend doing a shoe drive, and people bought bags and bags of shoes to me just to get the tote bags. I kid you not.
Good job, Carson. Way to promote.
Did you pay
good
them
job.
Or something?
No, I didn't pay them. They just know a good thing when they say it. I mean, it's trending.
When we pulled into the last parking lot, there was literally already 50 cars waiting for us.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you said 30 last week.
Huge.
That was the week before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I told you to say 75.
Sorry.
What the hell, dude? I just had that meeting with you. I said, you got to say 75.
Oh, my God.
And then you come on and say 50. Come on, man. Arvada, coming to see you. We'll be there on Friday morning, 7:40. We'll give you the location Friday, all right?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right, let's talk about this cruise, okay?
Not on.
All right, so you're watching...
I'm watching Where's Amy?
Where's Amy?
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm never taking a cruise in my life, ever.
I don't think I know anything about this story.
Holy hell. Well, I don't want to give it too much away because it's on Netflix or whatever.
All right, so she goes on a cruise and she's missing.
She's missing. And there's a lot of different things. I'm not going to give it all away.
A lot of theories?
A lot of theories because there's a creepy guy next in the next room. And then there's a guitar player and that's creepy. But what I'm going to tell you is... I didn't know this, but once you get in international waters, you're screwed. Like the FBI couldn't do anything, and then they had already cleaned the room, and they don't have any jurisdiction. Like the United States can't help you when you're out there.
I guess I never thought of that.
Yeah, and
that
there's no police on these things. There's just security people, like with the pepper spray, and you're literally out there just to fight for yourself. In fact, this lady that she's in charge of, her daughter died on a cruise, and so now she started this big movement, right?
Yeah.
And she basically said...
How did her daughter die, though?
They didn't say. She just said, my daughter passed away on a cruise. That's all she said. Mm. But she said, if you want to make somebody disappear, take them on a cruise.
Whoa. You know...
Whoa.
When you watch
Whoa.
These things...
Whoa.
Jamie, when you watch these things...
She said that.
Look, I've been on probably... A dozen cruises.
Yeah.
I've never had a problem.
Well,
never
it's
had
just
a problem.
Good for you.
International waters.
Well, tell that
doesn't
to the
matter.
Lady who lost her daughter.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Say it. And just tell that to Amy's family. Okay. Go ahead. Well, I've never had a problem. Sorry about Amy.
You buy in to all
I'm
this
not buying in.
Danger.
No. It's a true story. It's
a true story. Out there on a cruise ship, and it's not.
Well, look at the poop cruise.
Like
could anybody help them? Nobody helped
but
them either.
But these are isolated. There are cruises that leave every hour, every
have
day,
you recently
like
seen,
airplanes.
Have you recently seen the new Carnival cruises where everybody's all wasted and getting crazy? That's scary.
I want to be a part of that.
By the way, my sister said they suck. She went on a Carnival cruise. They had to get up at 3 a.m. to save a chair by the pool.
You just don't like cruises.
No, I'm just saying that she had to get up at 3. That's a true story. She had to get up at 3 a.m. to save the family's, because
Oh, yeah, to put the towels
stacked,
out. Yeah.
They're stacked along the pool. Like, there's nowhere to get a lounge chair.
I don't like the pools on the cruise ships.
Salt water.
Yeah, they're salt water.
Yeah.
They suck it all in there, and then they drain it back out.
Spadil,
I don't really care for it.
The clip where she said, if you want to lose somebody, if you want to, like, hide a body, go on a cruise. Something like that.
I can look for it.
Okay, could you?
Yeah.
Please. Yeah.
I think that Jamie's maybe over, I don't know.
No, I said that.
Dramatizing.
She said it. If you saw it, please call.
You don't hear of a lot of people go missing on cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't hear of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might have a story here and there, and I'm sure Amy is a sad story.
It is a very sad story. And so it's the lady who said, if you want to lose a body... Go on a cruise. Her daughter died.
Well, I get that. I get that. You do have accidents, but you have accidents on any kind of trip.
But think about it. You're out there in open water. We don't have any jurisdiction. The United States doesn't have any jurisdiction out there. And there's no security. Like,
but,
that just sounds like that. is asking for trouble, in my opinion.
But you don't have jurisdiction if you go to France.
No, but you have French police. And yeah, you have the embassy.
Yeah, but if you have a problem, have a real problem, I mean, it's still difficult.
I'm going to go to the U.S. embassy. That's what I'm going to do.
So you'd never go on a cruise ship?
No.
Nope. Really?
Never, ever, ever, never.
Carson?
I've been on a cruise.
I like the cruise ship.
You know what? If you want to lose a body, go on one.
Don't let her talk to you like that. You fight back.
I'm just saying.
I will say, there are a lot of videos out there, man. People getting really rowdy on these ships.
The Carnival Cruise Lines.
They get big fights.
Yeah, I know, right?
And they're fighting over, like, chairs at the pool. And they're fighting over, they get liquored up is what happened. They get out there, and they get on a boat, and they start serving you booze at, like, when the sun comes up. And by 12 noon, you're wasted.
I know.
You're fighting.
And I guess they're stopping those, like, drink all packages.
Yeah.
They said Carnival.
All-inclusive
ones?
Yeah,
the all-inclusive one. Carnival said it's gotten so out of control, I think they were, like, reevaluating it. Yeah.
Well, if you really think about it, an all-inclusive with all the booze you can drink on a boat in the middle of the ocean, probably not a good idea.
Exactly.
When you put all the factors together, right?
Oh, my God.
Spadil, did you find it yet?
It's Amy.
No.
Oh, it's called Amy. Well, he's not even looking.
I am. There's 3 50-minute episodes of this.
Well, you don't have to get angry.
Well, it's number one. It's the first episode. Yeah. It's the first episode.
You want to hide a body going through.
By the way, it's called buddy. Amy Bradley is Missing. Yeah. It's Amy Bradley. Yeah, okay.
Spadil?
What? How fast do you think I can click through 50 minutes?
You're not even looking.
I am. It's just not on your screen. It's right here.
You're not even trying.
No, hang on a second. Man, he had such a good attitude 30 minutes ago.
I know.
What the hell happened? Did he get a phone call or something?
Not even trying.
Is something happening with him?
Not even trying.
I don't know. We'll just let it go.
Okay, fine.
Just take our word for it again.
Yeah.
There's no audio.
Yeah, it was really
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear it. I had my headphones on. But I'll take your word for it. Let's go to Spadil.
Right,
Spadil.
I got it. Well,
do you have a Spadil yet?
Exactly what is
happening.
Exactly what is happening.
Did you hear that part? All right, start all over. All right, so here's what she actually said. If you ever want to kill somebody, take them on a cruise. Okay?
That's a little traumatic.
If you ever wanted to kill somebody, just take them on a cruise.
See?
I told you.
Doesn't mean it's real.
Thank you, Schmidel. Yeah. Thank you for your hard work on that. Oh, I'm so excited that because he thought it was crazy that they said that on the Netflix series, Where the Heck is Amy Bradley?
There won't be any BJ and Jamie cruises coming up anytime soon.
I'm never going on one. Ever, never, ever, never. No way. I mean, they scared the crap out of me. They literally told you, like, you're a sucker if you go on a cruise.
But why do you believe everything you see, though?
Because
that's what I don't understand.
Because the FBI lady even said it.
She did.
Yeah, well, she kind of said,
lady.
She said our hands were tied. We couldn't do anything.
But they are everywhere. When you go on vacation, if you go to Aruba, for an example, look at the Natalie Holloway thing. I mean, when she went missing, it took forever to get anybody to react to that.
I'm just saying,
that's just a vacation.
Open,
that's not even a cruise.
You're out in open water. Nobody can get to you. You're just floating there.
Shark bait.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Toss her over.
Remember, if you ever, what does it say? If you ever wanted to kill somebody...
Take him on a cruise.
Probably not going to see that in a cruise commercial, are you?
Nope, don't think so.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.